Jesus is the great head of the church. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, 22 and 3 tells us that he's the head of the church, and I don't know if I'll have time to go there. But he says, I died, said Jesus died. I went to hell, said he went to hell. I rose again, said he rose again. I sit at the right hand of my Father, say he sits at the right hand of my Father. I intercede for you, say he intercedes for me. And so it's not my desire, it's not my plan, it's not my will, it's not something I want to do to send you to hell. But hey, you got to walk the line. You got to walk the line. You are hired for this company. They say you start work at 7:30, 5 days a week, and you work until 3:30, 5 o'clock, 5 days a week, and you show up for a week, and the next week you show up 2 days, and the next week you show up 1 day, the next week you try to show up 5 days, you won't have a job unless you have some really, really, really good reason that you've let the company know and they have agreed to for your not being there. So Jesus said, I love you. I gave all that I am, all that I have, all of my being for you so you don't have to go to hell. So that person that you're going to run into when you leave this church who doesn't know me doesn't have to go to hell. So she talked about compassion. And that's something I'm praying for, to be more compassionate. Because when I get it in my head, kind of like my bishop. But that's the teacher part in me. You get in that seat and you sit down and don't you move until I tell you to. You come in the room, you sharpen your pencil, you take out your journal, you write until the minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes are up, and don't say a word to anybody. And it tends to come out over the pulpit sometimes. I don't mean to be ugly. Amen. Listen to what he said. Verse 44. Where the what? Worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Describing hell. Verse 46. Read. Where, the same, you don't even have to change. Where the worm, their worm, dieth not, and the, say, fire. It's not the good kind. It's not the good kind. That's been burning and raging in California. It's not the good kind. We had food pantry. They came to fix the boxes Friday. And this first time in a long time we've been able to burn the boxes. That was the good kind. Heating. Some of you may have wood heat in your house and the fire is burning. That's the good kind. Where their worm dieth not. And what? Their what? Fire is not quenched. There are those that are called the universalists. And they believe that everybody's going to heaven. So there is no hell to them. They believe everybody's going to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the what? Way. I am the what? Truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And everybody's got to go through Jesus. Everybody has to go through Jesus. You know, they used to have be a popular show that came on TV, and this person was constantly having people on the show that said, it's many ways to God, and you can get to God, and you can be spiritual, and they hardly ever mentioned Jesus. But he said, I am the what? The only what? I am the way and the what? Only way. And he said, Jesus said this, they'll be cast in the fire. And then there are those who say that when you die, you're dead. Like a dog, that's the end of you. Like a cow, that's the end of you. Of course, there are those who think their dogs will be in heaven too, you know. And then there are those who believe that The only people that are going to hell are the ones who don't accept their religion, their belief. But we believe the Bible. Say that. Say, I believe the Bible. I believe that hell is a real place. And it is a place I don't want to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 25 and 30. I have a lot of scriptures, and I'm sure I won't get to very many of them. So I didn't come to excite you today. The Lord said to inform and to illustrate and to manifest and stir to action is what he said. Because I said, Lord, well, what's the purpose? What am I supposed to do when the people leave? What should they know? What should have happened today? And I might need to back up. You don't have to back up. But in the scripture, it's talking about the man with the talents, and we are familiar with that. So I'm going to back up to 29. For everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have an abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away that which he hath. And this man had given his talent, the talents to the people, and told them to go out and multiply. And this is what he said. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and what? Gnashing of teeth. There shall be what? Weeping and what? Gnashing. And there shall be what? The children of that kingdom, Matthew 8:12 said, shall be cast into outer darkness. And again, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 22:13 says, then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping. Say it, weeping and what? Gnashing of teeth. And when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out. We have to get this gospel message of salvation to everyone. Say to everyone. Everyone. Say again, to everyone. Everyone. So Jesus, when he was 12, and you know, they went to Jerusalem, and they were all in a big crowd and family. And I remember when I was growing up, my mom's parents lived in Jackson, Tennessee, and my dad's sister and just a lot of relatives live in Jackson, Tennessee. And we didn't have a whole bunch of cars, but Daddy had a truck. And Daddy would put a side bed slats on that truck and then put the tarpaulin on it and put a bench in it. And I remember one time we were packed in like sardines. I'm telling you, it was probably 20, 30 people in there, my family, my grandmother, my aunt, my other aunt and her family. But when we got there, we were just parceled out to different family members' houses because it was so many of us. And I remember this one time, I don't know how old I was, eight or nine years old. I had never had any pinto beans, not pinto beans, pork and beans. And I was at Aunt Mabel's house. All I remember, people were leaving and getting ready to go, and somebody gave me something to eat before I left, and it was pork and beans. And I thought that was the best thing I had ever had. But we were parceled out. I was at Aunt Mabel's house. I don't know where Mom and Dad and my other siblings were. So that's the way it was with Jesus. He was just among the crowd, they thought. But then after they'd gone a while, they started checking, and he hadn't come said anything to them. And he said when they found him, don't you know? Say to your neighbor, don't you know? He said, don't you know I have to be about my Father's business? Say to your neighbor, don't you know I have to be about my Father's business? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.